Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Elena Montoya, Gabriel Rivera, Olga Campos, Paula, and Piedad Lucero, and for my mother on the anniversary of her death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today the Church puts before us in this Friday before the Epiphany a need to recall the baptism of the Lord. It's in truth that on Monday we would celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord because of the way the liturgical week pans itself out. But today the Church decides that because we will not be able to do so, on a Sunday, today is the day which she wishes to focus us upon this great and final act. And the baptism of the Lord is an incredibly significant thing. It can cause you and I to begin to ask a question, well, why? Why does our Lord have to be baptized? Is he not God himself? What benefit is conferred upon him by baptism? In fact, the baptism of John is nothing like the baptism which is to come in Christ. For the baptism of John only is an outward sign of a person's desire to repent of their sins. It does nothing by itself in the interior, because it does not wash the soul, but is really an exterior action merely, and that is increased by the faith of the person. In truth, much the same way as maybe a Protestant would view baptism. The baptism of Christ is something which actually transforms the relationship of the soul with God the Father, making them a true son, a true daughter of God the Father, a beloved one, one whose eternal destiny is immediately from that point changed and transformed. So why does our Lord submit to this baptism? It is merely for this. Because God willed it so. That's it. That God desired, God the Father desired in all of eternity that this would be a task that must be performed, that he must go before his own cousin, and thereby, in submitting to this thing which does nothing for him, would begin to show as a model for all who would follow of what should begin at the beginning of one's turning to God. That after this moment of submitting to something which does nothing for him, God is able to use him all the more. It's the same thing for your life and mine. There's so many things within our lives that say, why do I need to do this? Why is this task need to be done? Why do I have to fast from flesh meats on Fridays? Can't I just be like the rest of the pagan world who doesn't care about anything, or those who proclaim to be Christians and just go ahead and do whatever it is that they want all the time? Why is it that on Fridays I must do that? In fact, even most Catholics don't do that. They abandon the practices of the Church and impiously eat flesh meats on Fridays. The reason is this. It's because it's God's will. God the Father wills it. And that will is revealed through his Church. Remember what our Lord speaks about, quoting the Old Testament. He says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Knowledge of God's ways is more pleasing than thousands of burnt fatlings and rams. Obedience is indeed better than sacrifice. Our Lord doesn't call us to offer up countless rosaries every day. He doesn't call us to spend many hours reading spiritual books. It's nowhere recorded within a command of God that we have to every day read our sacred scriptures. Yet all these things are very beneficial for us. It doesn't say that we are called to watch Mass on TV every day or on Sundays or all sorts of other spiritual things that we do, but there are certain things which are commanded by God. And if we do not fulfill those things, then we do not love God. Our Lord says of himself, if you love me, obey my commandments. He rebukes the scribes and the Pharisees countless times throughout the course of his ministry for piling on all sorts of other things which become their traditions, to make sure that all to the very last smallest bit of mint or dill, that these things would be given as tithe unto God. But he says, although they should keep these things, they should keep the more weighty things before them as well, and not push them aside. It's the same thing for you and I. Rather than thinking our own way or saying, well, even though I'm called to do this, I'm going to do this other thing instead, which I think is better, to humbly submit ourselves before God and say, I surrender to you, Lord God, and through this surrender, you will take care of everything. That's why our Lord spoke to Don Delindo and gave him those words which we shared with you weeks ago in that surrender novena, saying it's by one single act of surrender that I am able to do more through you than through thousands of other acts offered without that surrender. Surrender to the will of God. Whatever it is that the will of God for us is in the moment is the way to salvation. And every other task that we might do apart from the will of God is the way of self-seeking and in turn leads us further and further from God. The will of God is revealed to us through His church in the very small and light things. They may be great inconveniences for us in our unredeemed and impious living. That's the true path to salvation. Let's ask our Lord on this day, dedicated to His most sacred heart, for the grace to truly submit to all the things that He asks of us, willingly, not wondering or questioning, what good is this for me? I think I can find a better way. But rather in obedience of faith, to turn to God and say, you've asked for it, you've given your church the authority to bind in this way. And so even though I don't understand or don't see the way forward in this, I will submit to you. And we see what happens to our Lord immediately after His baptism, do we not? That as soon as He is baptized, what happens? Rising from the water, the sky opens up. The Spirit does indeed descend upon Him and begins to evoke a power which was not before seen anywhere upon the earth. And a voice did call out from heaven saying, this one is my beloved Son. With Him I am well pleased. Signifying that because He does what is unnecessary merely because it is commanded by the Father, that He proves Himself to be indeed the beloved Son, for He does what the Father commands. And this act of obedience, even though it may not do anything within regard to man's understanding, just simple submission and surrender to God is the well-pleasing act. It was true of Christ. And so, as little Christ, as Christians, it is the same for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.